For this meditation, find yourself in a place free from interruption. You can sit cross-legged on the floor, sit tall in a chair, or whatever way works best for you. Just find yourself in a dignified posture. This meditation is dedicated to that little voice in your head, the one that supports you, encourages you, lifts you up, and reminds you of how amazing you are. The voice that whispers little reminders throughout the day of your greatness. That reassuring voice that gives you confidence in yourself, that gives you permission to be fully and freely you. The voice that is compassionate and loving of others. Begin by closing your eyes and taking in a big full breath. Inhale through your nose, exhale through your mouth. Just breathe. And bring your awareness to how your body is showing up in this moment. From the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, notice and release any tension, tightness, or discomfort. Remember to relax your forehead, your jaw, the palms of your hands, your belly button, even the bottoms of your feet. Continue taking big, hefty breaths. Sitting tall, back straight and shoulders relaxed. Allow your center of gravity to fall from your head and your shoulders to down below your belly button. Find yourself grounded here, in this place, in this moment, as you continue to breathe. Allow each inhale to be felt throughout your body. And with every exhale, release any tension, worry, concern, or anxiety. We all know that that little voice in our head isn't always supportive and loving. In fact, it can be critical, judgmental, impatient. Not just of ourselves, but of other people too. That little voice creates a space between us and other people. That skepticism creates a space that keeps us from getting closer to and accepting ourselves, and it pushes us away from other people. When that voice wants to be heard, just gently remind it that its energy isn't welcome here, that its unhelpful ramblings are the result of fear, and that today you will choose love instead. Instead of judgment, you choose to be curious. Instead of ruminating in self-doubt, you're going to reinforce your self-worth. Instead of pushing people away with criticism, we'll invite compassion to bring them closer. May your voice, both internal and external, be one that speaks with kindness and compassion. Take in a deep breath, and as you release, allow the weight in your shoulders to fall to the ground. Bring your awareness to what is here in this moment. Should you become distracted by a thought or by something in your environment, allow it to pass without judgment, without making up any story about it or attaching any drama to it. Allow it to pass and bring your bare attention back to your breath. Now, in the absence of my voice, allow your emphasis to move from the content of this experience to the process of change and impermanence of each moment. bring your awareness back to your body. Take a deep breath, and with an audible exhale, release any tension still lingering in your body. Take another deep breath and release. Take another deep breath and release. Begin to wiggle your fingers and toes, bringing your awareness back to the place you're in. Sitting tall, allow your spine to be stiffened with your purpose and your intentions for the day ahead of you. As you go from this space and into the world, I wish you joy, peace, happiness, good health and well-being, a life of ease and prosperity, the courage to get what you want out of this life, the clarity to know what that is, the imagination to not sell yourself short, and the discipline to see it through. Now open your eyes and go in peace.